Chapter 4. Digby's midlife dip into the world of philosophy revealed a surprising insight into his personal history. His mother, Cynthia Marie Maxwell, was a metaphysician. She was as comfortable with the cosmic point of view as Hegel or Schopenhauer, or for that matter, Jesus. Remarkably, she was capable of surveying being and time from this pinnacle of abstraction, even as in the physical world the highest altitude to which she ever ascended was Rock Pear Mountain, a weekend adventure sponsored by Digby's father, who she always maintained was the cause of her lifelong battle with hypertension. One of the basic tenets of Cynthia Marie's metaphysics was her belief in some kind of unremitting universal decay. In the world she inhabited, not only did bread and fruit go bad, but so went neighborhoods, nations, years, and most people. She subscribed to the first principle that being itself went on the skids from the moment it began, and that along that line of decline a point is marked where all traces of good are gone for good. This, of course, raises the question of when exactly did Digby go bad? He traces his skid back to his first communion when, much to everyone's surprise, including Digby's own, the devil took up residency in his immortal soul. In retrospect, Digby realizes that Satan had been inspired by their shared sneak viewing of Exorcist II at Passaic's Central Theater the day before. Preparing for the ceremony was simple. Get a new suit, shirt, tie, and haircut, memorize the Hail Mary, and return to a state of grace through the sacrament of penance. That is, Digby's first confession. Note that Digby was only 7 years old at the time, and although he had a mad crush on Debbie Epstein of the adorable shoulder-length raven curls who sat next to him in school, he was still free from...